Mekutas Sichas Chelek Yudalad, Parsha Shoftim, Sicha Aleph, a summary of the Sicha. And there's a pasuk in this week's Parsha that says, Tomim Tiye Im Hashem Alekecha. So Rashi says, what does it mean, Tomim Tiye? You shall be complete, or you shall be whole, or sincere, or innocent with Hashem. Rashi says, His Halachim Ebetmimus, walk with Him in completeness, Utetzapale, and look to Him, v'leitachker acher asidus, do not research what the future brings. Alokol mashiyavei alecha kabul betmimus. Whatever comes upon you, accept it wholeheartedly. And then he concludes, and he says, va'oz, and then you will be va'oz tia imay olachelka. Then you will be amay olachelka. You will be His nation and His portion. So the question is, what exactly is Rashi saying here? Why is there such a long explanation on the word tamim, which is a simple word? It's found many times in the Chumash. It means whole. There's by Karbonus, it says that there have to be tamimim. So we know what the word tamim is. Why does Rashi dwell on it for so long? And he expands on it with all kinds of details about what it means to be whole with Hashem. So the answer, to get straight to the answer, even though there are many questions on the details of Rashi, normally the word tamim indeed means whole. But the question is, so therefore what would it mean over here? That a yid should be whole with Hashem, which means be complete, do all the mitzvahs, round it out, be everything that you should be with Hashem. But if that's what it means here, says Rashi, without saying it, but that's what he means to say, then the lead up to this pasuk is, do not follow the soothsayers and the sorcerers and so on, and all those people, the people that see, they try to see divin, you know, what's going to be the future and so on. Do not follow any of those. So there's a list of things, mitzvahs, or actually prohibitions in the Torah that lead up to this pasuk. Do not follow those paths. Rather, tamim tiyeh im Hashem Elokecha. So what does it mean if he's telling you not to do 10 of those types of activities and be complete? Why do you have to be complete with 613 mitzvahs as opposed to not doing those 10? It doesn't seem to go together. So Rashi says, therefore, that in this case the word tamim doesn't mean be complete in all of your mitzvahs. Rather, what it means is be innocent or artless or guileless. Like we find the word v'yakov ish tam, that Yaakov was a man of innocence, of artlessness, of guilelessness, and so on. That's the meaning of the word tamim over here, which is actually the opposite of tamim, complete, because it means that you lack a certain type of... the word means to a certain degree, it means naivety. So therefore, it's the opposite of the word tamim as it's normally understood. So in other words, now the word, what does it mean? How does it follow to the earlier psukim? The earlier psukim say, do not learn to do what the goyim around you do. They go to fortune tellers and so on, and all of the different details that the pasuk gives for all these different types of systems that they use. Why shouldn't you go to them? Ki te'avas Hashem, because this is despicable to Hashem. In other words, not because they're not true. There are others, the Rambam, the Ramban, they say that the stuff that they do isn't really... The Rambam completely dismisses it. It has no value at all. The Rambam is sort of says that there might be something to it, but the Eibishter can override it and so on, and therefore there's no need for us to follow it. But in the Pshutish or Mikra, that's not what the Pasuk is saying. The Pasuk is saying is because Hashem despises this kind of activity. Te'avas Hashem. But according to Rashi, it's because Hashem has something else in mind for you. If He needs you to know something, He'll tell a Navi. But as long as Hashem doesn't send a Navi, do not try to find out what the future brings. Rather, tamim tiyeh l'Hashem elokecha, which Rashi explains is Hishalech imay betmimus, walk with innocence, not having to know everything, utzapalei, and you look to Hashem to answer all of your needs. But then the question could be asked, if you don't know what the future brings, so then how do you know how to behave? How do you know what you need to do? And if you don't try to find out what the future brings, so then you'll be worried about what the future brings, which is really not something that you can describe as innocence. A person that's worried is not walking in his innocence with Hashem. So therefore Rashi continued, as he says, Kol ma sheyave alecha kabu betmimus. Anything that Hashem brings your way, you accept it. This is what Hashem wants, and therefore you have no reason that you have to worry, because it's what Hashem wants, it's the will of Hashem, and therefore there's no need to be worried. So Rashi in us sums it up as saying that there might be some truth to what a fortune teller can tell you. But Hashem doesn't want you to go there. He wants you to walk with Hashem in sincerity and in innocence, and don't worry about what the future brings, because Hashem is bringing it your way, and therefore you should accept whatever comes your way. What is the meaning of the conclusion of Rashi, which is V'oz tiyah amayu l'chalkai, that what is the reason that Hashem, what did Hashem say earlier in the Psukim? He says, because of these despicable behaviors, that's why Hashem is Meirish Oisim and Aris M'Panacha, that's why Hashem will banish them from the land, from Eretz Yisrael, and He will allow you to come. And the conclusion to that is Tamim Tiyah. So in other words, that Rashi is saying that if you conduct yourself in this way, in this innocence with Hashem, and looking to Hashem, then you will be his nation and his portion. What does his portion mean? By his portion he means you will have Yakeveu Albam Se Oretz Kichelak Hashem Amoy, because the Yidden are the nation of Hashem, the portion of Hashem. That's why he will bring them to Eretz Yisrael. He brings the Yidden to Eretz Yisrael. So La'amay L'chalke means that's why you will get to inherit Eretz Yisrael and to be remain in Eretz Yisrael, not like them. But then, right after Tamim Tiyah Im Hashem Elokecha, the pasuk continues, and it says, Ki Agoyim Ha'ele, because these nations, they turn to the fortune tellers and the soothsayers and so on, but you are not like that. You, Hashem, will give a Navi. So, according to Rashi, this seems to contradict the concept of Tamim Tiyah Im Hashem Elokecha, because he's telling you that he will give you a Navi to give you the future. So he just told you that you should be Tamim and not to look forward to the future. Yet he says you will be different and you will get a Navi to tell you the future. So do the Yidden get a future or not? Or is it something that follows from each other or not? So therefore we must say that according to Rashi, the key that begins right after Tamim Tiyah Hashem Elokecha is not really a because, rather it is when while they turn to the soothsayers and the fortune tellers, you will have a Navi, and it doesn't come as a follow up to Tamim Tiyah Hashem Elokecha. It sort of starts a new subject, meaning to say it's not that Hashem never wants you to know what the future will bring. If he has something that he needs to tell you, he'll tell you via a Navi. But you, a Yid, should not be tachker, should not be researching what does the future bring. We walk with innocence with Hashem. When Hashem has something that he wants to tell us, he will send a Navi to tell us. But it's not up to us to research what the future brings. Rather, we put our trust in Hashem and rely on whatever he brings is for our best. It's also interesting that in regards to the mitzvah, or to this pasuk, Tamim Tiyah Hashem Elokecha, there's a machlekes between the Rambam and the Ramban. The Ramban counts this pasuk, this mitzvah, as a separate mitzvah, one of the 613 mitzvahs, to be innocent with Hashem. The Rambam doesn't count it as a mitzvah. In other words, as the Ramban says about the Rambam, that perhaps he considers it to be a general mitzvah, and it doesn't pertain to a specific subject like the subject of do not turn to the fortune tellers. It talks about the general idea of Torah and mitzvahs, that a person should be complete with Hashem in all matters of Torah and mitzvahs, and therefore it's not counted as a specific mitzvah. Perhaps we can explain the difference between the Rambam and the Ramban, whether we count it as a mitzvah or not, that it's based on this interpretation. What exactly is the interpretation of Tam and Tiyah? According to the Rambam, since he considers all of the fortune tellers and all those systems to be completely meaningless, and therefore there is no reason that Hashem has to say Tam and Tiyah, that we shouldn't turn to them because there is nothing there. Therefore, Tam and Tiyah must mean a general mitzvah, that in all matters of Torah mitzvahs, a Yid should be complete with Hashem. But the Ramban, who holds that there might be something there, but that Hashem can change it. If they look at the alignment of the constellations and so on, they look to astrological signs and the zodiac and so on, and they predict your future based on that. But since the Eibishter can realign all that, and the Ein Mazal Yisrael, we stand beyond that, so therefore we are not bound to that, and we shouldn't look to that. So in other words, the Ramban holds that there is something to it, and therefore the Torah has to warn us that we should not turn to it, and not because it's ridiculous, not because it makes no sense, but rather because Hashem doesn't want us to go there. And therefore, it is a specific mitzvah that pertains to this matter. And therefore, he does consider it to be a mitzvah. And therefore, according to Rashi, that also interprets Tam and Tiyah in this way, that it means that one should be innocent and not to look to the future. Therefore, according to Pshut HaShulmika, this would also be a specific mitzvah.